Amen. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, and I want to draw your attention this evening to the verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. In the opening words of this chapter, we find Peter, James, and John in the Mount of Transfiguration. They waking from their sleep, they beheld the Lord talking with Moses and Elijah. Peter proposing to build three tabernacles to commemorate this spectacular event. God the Father, my entering into the conversation and referring to the Lord, he said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. The disciples eventually coming down the mountain, they were suddenly brought back to earthly realities, facing a world convulsed by demonic powers. They were confronted by a young lad possessed by an unclean spirit, and tearing his body, it sent him into wild and raging convulsions, filling him with suicidal thoughts. He threw himself again and again into burning flames and into deep waters. His father, fearing lest this evil spirit would slay him, he brought him to the disciples. They being moved with compassion, they laying their hands upon him, they groaned and they shouted and they rebuked the evil spirit, but nothing happened. And his father, disappointed, he taking his son, and he then bringing him to the Savior, there was no struggle and there was no groaning. He simply speaking, the demon fleeing, the young lad was gloriously, wondrously set free. The disciples were naturally perplexed that they had been unable to cast out this evil spirit. And they questioning the Savior, he told them that if only they had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, they would have been able to remove the very mountains. Of course, by mountains, he was not here referring to literal mountains, but to problems and difficulties that seemed in life to be insurmountable. For example, the Jews often referred to people who could solve seeming insurmountable problems as mountain movers. And their failure to remove this particular mountain, a mountain not only in the lad's life, but a mountain in his father's life, was due to one thing. It was due to a lack of faith. You see, unbelief not only pollutes the life, but it paralyzes the life. It stops the power of God flowing through us. Indeed, the Savior coming into his own country, we read in Matthew 13, verse 58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. The people seeing him as the son of the carpenter, rather than being the son of God, unbelief filled their hearts. And unbelief filling their hearts, the Lord refused to do any great works in that particular place. You see, unbelief is not only hurtful, but unbelief hinders it. It stays the mighty hand of the Almighty God. Horatius Bonar said, in all unbelief, there are two things, a good opinion of oneself and a bad opinion of God. And when we get a high opinion of ourselves and we get a low opinion of God, we then, like these disciples in this particular incident, we will become powerless. We will be unable to do any great work for the Lord. Our words will fall to the ground, and our efforts, they will all fail. No wonder William Bathurst cried out, oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. You see, if we are going to see those who are hailed and bound by the evil spirit of this age set free, then we need to have faith. We need to believe that God is. More than that, we need to believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Without faith, we are powerless. Without faith, we can work. Without faith, we can speak. But all of our efforts will come to naught. All of our efforts will accomplish nothing. Unbelief paralyzes the believer. It paralyzes the church. And so I want this evening to draw your attention just for a moment or two to faith. And the Lord describes it here even as a mustard seed. I want you to notice firstly the size of the mustard seed. Speaking of faith, He said, verse 20, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove." The mustard seed is mentioned only 5 times in the whole of the Word of God. Each time it is mentioned by the Savior. Speaking of it in Mark chapter 4, He tells us there that it was less or smaller than all the seeds that be in the earth. Of course, some are quick to point out that the mustard seed is actually not the smallest seed there is today. However, the Lord here was not speaking in botanical terms, but rather He was speaking in agricultural terms. It was the smallest seed known or sown in the Eastern Garden at that particular time. It was just the size of a fleck of pepper. And while you could hold thousands in the palm of your hand, yet He told them that if they had faith the size of one minute seed, they could remove mountains. He was not here indicating that all that they needed in life was small faith, but rather He was indicating that small faith could see great things done. You see, little faith is greater than large problems. It is able to remove the greatest mountains that often appear in our lives. Indeed, when we go back into the Gospel of Mark, we are given there more details concerning the conversation between this father and the Lord. He bringing his lunatic son before the Savior, He said in Mark chapter 9, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Underline and mark that little word, "if." You see, this father coming before the Lord, he was doubtful. He wasn't sure whether the Lord could intervene or whether the Lord could really set his son free. But while his faith was full of unbelief and his faith was small, yet the Lord intervening, He set His son free. Again, Peter sinking into the angry waves, the Lord stretching out His hand to save him. He said, "O thou of little faith." And Peter's faith in that moment indeed was little. It was very, very small. And yet the Lord reaching out, the Lord drew him to Himself and brought him back into the boat. Why the Lord would have us to have great faith rather than small faith, yet never underestimate the power of small faith that is able to remove mountains. Realizing this, the hymn writer said, "Faith is a victory, O glorious victory that overcomes the world." How often when you talk about revival or talk about God intervening and shutting public houses and changing the whole of society, people say that's just not possible today. Or how often when people get into difficulty, they begin to plot and they begin to scheme. But you know, all that is necessary to see people saved and to see those problems scattered is a little seed of faith. And though, believer, tonight your faith may be small, though your faith tonight may seem insignificant, do not throw up your arms in despair. Little faith is better than no faith, and even little faith is able to do great things. It's able to move the hand that moves the universe. You see, in a sense, what is really important, or more important, I should say, is not even the strength of our faith, is the object of our faith. And the object of our faith is God. And there is nothing that God cannot do. Even small faith can see great things done for the Lord. Not only the size of the mustard seed, but we think of the source of the mustard seed. Speaking of faith, he said, verse 20, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. Let me ask you a question. What is the difference between a mustard seed and a mountain? There are many differences. Not only is a mountain much larger than a mustard seed, but unlike a mountain, man cannot make a mustard seed. No matter how sophisticated or modern the laboratory, it cannot manufacture or synthesize a mustard seed. While the mustard seed may look dry and dead on the outside, yet being full inside of inside with life, it is supernatural. You see, the mustard seed, ultimately, it comes from the hand of God. You see, like the mustard seed, our faith is not a natural thing. But it is a supernatural thing. It comes from the hand of God. Indeed, the Apostle Paul, taking up his pen, writing unto the Ephesian believers, bringing them back to the very basics of the faith, he said in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Over the centuries, there's been much controversy over this verse. Commentators have argued one with the other as to what he was referring to when he was talking about a gift. Some say when he was talking about a gift, he was referring to faith. Others say, no, he mentions grace first, and therefore he was here talking about grace. I believe both are correct. Not only grace, but faith is the gift of God. If they were not, then we surely could claim some part in our own salvation. Faith is a gift from God. On another occasion, Paul, writing to the Philippian believers, he said, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer. He reminded them that faith had been given to them. Faith is not something that we reproduce, but rather it is something we receive. It is a gift of God. Some today confuse faith with positive thinking. However, faith is not desiring something and then believing that you can have it. Faith is supernatural. Faith is a gift of God. You don't get faith by clenching your fists and shouting out again and again, I believe. It is a gift. It is a gift that comes from God. Indeed, the Father in Mark chapter 9, recognizing this truth, now he lifted up his voice and he cried to the Lord, help thou my unbelief. He knew that only God could give him faith. And believer, my, we can't manufacture up faith by looking at our problems and staring at our problems. It'll not increase your faith. Faith comes from God. It's a gift of God. There's means to it, but it's a gift. It's a gift that comes from God. And if we are to have faith, we need to ask. We need to pray. We need like this, Father, cry out, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Lord, give me faith to believe that thou art able, that you're able to move the mountain, that you're able to do the impossible. Faith comes from God. It's a gift from him. I think also there is the sowing of the mustard seed. Speaking of faith, he said, verse 20, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. A seed is not a museum piece, nor is it an ornament to be placed in your mantelpiece and to be admired. The farmer taking the mustard seed, he goes out into his field and he tills the ground, breaking up the hardened furrow, taking away the stones. He then carefully takes the mustard seed and he plants it. And when he plants it, he then covers it over with fresh soil. He takes the mustard seed and he puts it into the ground. Faith is not a museum piece to be pondered, but it is a gift to be planted. It is to be invested. The woman with the issue of blood, hearing of the Savior, she said in Matthew 9, verse 21, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. If you read the context and other verses, you'll discover that she touched the hem of his garment. Of course, the hem of the garment being the finished touch, it speaks to us of the Savior's finished work upon the cross. And this woman believing that there was power in Christ's finished atoning work to heal her, what did she do? She planted her mustard seed. She reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. It was faith in God's power that caused Caleb, a Jewish spy, to look at the land of Canaan with all of its problems and all of its giants and say in Numbers 13, verse 30, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And believing that God was able to give him the land, he didn't sit back, fold his legs, and have a sleep. He went out to possess the land. Faith is not merely a gift to be studied, but it is a seed to be sown. It is, as it were, to be planted in the dust of life. Sometimes people, reading their Bibles, they marvel. And they even memorize his promises. However, we need to go farther than that. Moses not only believed that God was able, to open up the waters of the Red Sea, but believing, he planted his mustard seed. He stepped out onto those waters. During an especially trying time in the work of the China Inland Missionary Society, Hudson Taylor wrote to his wife, he said, we have 25 cents. But he didn't stop there. He said, and all the promises of God. And having faith in the promises of God, he on another occasion, sailing from England to China, there came a great calm. There was no motor boats in those days. They were depending on the power of the wind. And they being helpless and stopped in the middle of the ocean, Hudson Taylor not only prayed, God send the wind, but he sent word to the captain to put up the sails. On another occasion, Oliver Cromwell, addressing his soldiers, he said, trust in the Lord and rely on your pikes. And he knew that if they really believed that God was able to get the victory, they wouldn't stand still. They would take their pikes and they would go forth even into the battle. The promises of God are not mottos to be hung on our wall, but they are checks to be carried to heaven's bank and claimed. There needs to be a planting of our mustard seeds of faith. It's not enough to believe that God is able to save your neighbor, but you need to plant your mustard seed of faith. You need to go to your neighbor. You need to witness to your neighbor. You need to tell them of Christ. You need to invite them to come to Christ. It's not enough to believe that God is able to open that river that blocks your path or to move that mountain that's obscuring your vision. But you need to step out. You need to sow your seed. You need to claim the victory. Oh, believer, you say, have faith. My faith is small. It's like a mustard seed planted. My, there's to be a stepping out on our faith. My, a moving forward, not just saying I believe, but moving forward. Not only was there the sowing of the mustard seed, but surely there is the spreading of the mustard seed. The mustard seed is a very unusual seed. Speaking of it on another occasion, the Lord said in Mark chapter 4, verse 32, but when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. While it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it is taken and it is planted in the ground, it often grows to a height of 15 feet. Its stem is so thick, and its branches are so long and so strong that even the heaviest of birds were able to nest in it. Indeed, travelers often talked about being able to hide themselves beneath its branches. And as such, in using the illustration of the mustard seed, the Lord here was not indicating that all that was needed was small faith, but by the illustration of the mustard seed, he was urging them to grow their faith, to let it become as a tree that is large and a tree that is strong. You see, rather than just admiring our faith, there needs to be a growing off. It is to become larger and larger with every passing day. Indeed, Paul answered the question as to how someone could believe in one in whom they had never heard. He said in Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In order to have faith, you need to have the right object, Christ, and you need to have the right origin. It comes from hearing and reading the Word of God. Again, Paul commending the Thessalonican believers, he said in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. You see, their faith was not only growing like the mustard seed, but it was growing exceedingly. While it is the Lord who gives faith, yet he gives it through the reading and the hearing of his word. It is as we read that we receive. The great evangelist D.L. Moody once said, I prayed for faith and thought that someday faith would come down and strike me like lightning. But faith did not seem to come. One day I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I had up to this time closed my Bible and prayed for faith. And I opened my Bible and began to study. And faith has been growing ever since. You want to grow your faith. Now you're saying my faith tonight is like a mustard seed, but I want to grow my faith. I want it to grow. Then, my friend, take out your Bible and read your Bible. Read it every day, but don't be content just to read your Bible, but lift every stone and look beneath it. My, take the Word of God, and as the cow chews the grass, chew the Word of God, turn it over and over in your heart and your mind. It is as we read, it is as we ponder, it is as we meditate upon the Word of God that our faith grows. That's how our faith grows. My, the Lord said, their faith like a mustard seed, but the mustard seed grows into a tree that's able to hold birds, a tree that's able to shelter the passerby. He doesn't want you just to have small faith. He doesn't want you to have just mustard seed faith. He wants you to grow your faith, to become greater and greater. Our faith is like the mustard seed. The farmer takes the mustard seed. He digs the ground, he places it in, he covers it over, he waters it, he watches it. If the weeds come up, he takes the weeds, my, away. And springing up, that little mustard seed, it grows and it grows and it grows until it grows to about 15 feet in height, able to hold the birds of the air. And I wonder, child of God tonight, how is your faith? Is it developing? Is it growing? Mustard seed faith can remove mountains, but we should not be content with mustard seed faith. May grow your faith. May it become like the mustard seed that grew into a tree that supported others, that provided shelter for others. May our faith grow so that we can support others and be a shelter to them, even in the time of storm. Mustard seed faith is good. Mustard seed faith is good. But I want to tell you, mustard tree faith is even greater. Is even greater. And tonight, we should not be content with mustard seed faith, but we should be seeking to grow it into a tree, to have great faith. Oh, the seed of a mustard seed, faith like the size of a mustard seed, can remove mountains or remove problems and difficulties. What cannot great faith do? Oh, that we might grow our faith, that it might become stronger with every passing day. Don't be content with mustard seed faith. Seek to grow it into mustard tree faith. May God help us even.